Mr. Punch presents The Chronicle, a history told in four parts. Compiled and abridged by Sue Rodwell and directed by John Tuckey. Book 3, July to September.
Charles I, July the 1st, 1646, to his wife. Dear heart, I had the contentment to receive thine of the 28th of June upon Saturday last. The same day I got a true copy of the London Propositions, which 'tis said will be here within 10 days. And now do assure thee that they are such as I cannot grant without loss of my conscience, crown, and honour. To which, as I can in no way consent, so, in my opinion, a flat denial is to be delayed as long as may be, and how to make an handsome denying answer is all the difficulty. Concerning Prince Charles, I have fully declared my resolution formally, yet lest there may be need, hoping there will not, I do enjoin thee, as thou lovest me, to command him expressly to wait upon thee, and stay with thee till he shall receive my further orders, and all his counsel and servants that they assist him to obey this my command. Here I cannot stay without being a prisoner, and for going to Scotland I can only do it as I am ready to die for the Queen, but not otherwise. Wherefore, if the Queen shall counsel me to take some other courses, believe me she must very speedily and quickly go to prepare things to that end. Trust me, my sweetheart, I have very truly stated my case, whereupon I desire to have thine opinion as soon as may be.
The Honourable John Byng. July the 2nd, 1792. Wolverhampton. At 4 o'clock, I always wake, look at the weather, and extinguish Mr. Rushlight, else he stinks me to death. My road of departure was to Willen Hall, a village once, but now a long, large, ill-paved town, occupied by lock and gunsmiths. I have inquired, and soon found my way to Bentley Hall, which is now fast going to demolition. The front wall, the summer house, and the stables remain, but instead of gentlefolks in cravats and farthingales, only an old farming woman and a maidservant were to be seen. The latter attended me at my desire to show me the old parlours and the king's place of concealment. At my descent, I was questioned by the old woman as to my curiosity, and if I was a foreigner. Why should you think me a foreigner? Because there was once a foreigner here, as I thought him, as eager of inquiry as you are. I have been here 40 years, and in a year or two after my being here, a gentleman called to see this house, and the hiding-hole, whom I took to be a foreigner. His servant, I am sure, was one. Well, he behaved very civilly to me, and after he was gone a thought struck me, that it was Prince Charles himself. Well, good woman, and so it might be, for I understood that he was in England in the year 1754, and might like to take this ride of curiosity. Dudley Castle ruins, to which I now approached, appeared in grand situation. Nothing can be in greater disorder and neglect than this ruin, and so is all the hill around, whose greatest beauty is the remaining ash-trees. If this hill were properly leased and properly hired, to what advantage of beauty and profit might the ground be laid out? My dinner at Dudley was well served, and I was well waited upon, and I believe might have stayed the night, had not the newspapers informed me of Mrs. Siddons playing at Birmingham. The temptation was too strong to be resisted.